And today we're on our last week, okay, with our simple series. Now you have to excuse my voice once in a while today. Okay, baka mama bigla akong magbinata. Okay, there's something on my throat, okay, in my throat, hindi ko alam kung ano. But once in a while, baka bigla akong magbinata dito, pipiyok ako ng konti, please excuse me. Okay, pakinggan nyo na lang yung word ni God. All right? So, again, sabi natin, simple. Of course, we want to ask the question, bakit simple? Why is it simple? We already talked about this last 2 weeks ago. We said, because discipleship is relationship. Because when you think about it, talagang yung ginawa ni Jesus is all relationship. Diba? It's not easy. It took him 3 years to get his disciples to really fully grasp what he wanted to tell them. Because, you know, palagi Jesus ng kasama, and every time he will tell them about how to do things, and they will be surprised. Okay, tas kahit na nung namatay na nga siya, diba? Before he died, nagtakbuhan pa sila, and yet they still could not comprehend exactly what Jesus was trying to do. But lahat yung ginawa ni Jesus, it wasn't easy, but it was simple. Simple enough that they were able to get it. Okay, nung nakuha nila, they were able to pass it on to generations after generations. And hanggang ngayon, nandito sa atin, kasama natin, because yung gospel and yung discipleship is really not complicated. It's simple, but it's not easy. And then that is why we talked about, okay, yung mga pinag-usapan natin, the Lord, the lost, the church, and the journey today. So again, let's go back to Mark chapter 1, verse 17. Kung saan, ito yung foundation, ito yung unang time na tumawag si Jesus sa mga disciples niya. This was the first time in the book of Mark nung tinawag niya si James, si John, si Peter, and Andrew. Okay, yung magkakapatid. This was the first time. And tansan sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Okay, so dito pinakikita sa atin ni Jesus kung ano yung disciple. Again, a disciple is someone, ang sabi ni Jesus yan, sabi niya, follow me. Okay, yung pinag-usapan natin ng week 1. It's about the Lord. It is following the Lord, not the pastors. Again, kaya po lagi namin sinasabi, hindi po kami personality driven. Driven kami by Jesus. Kaya lahat po ng aming ginagawa rito, hindi po lahat pare-pareho, hindi isang pastor lang po yung nagbe-preach in all our services, especially pag 1-3-5-7, kasi mahirap po 'yun kasi may service dun sa cinema, no? Isang pastor, can you imagine, dalawa yung katawan niya, isa nandito, galahatin nandoon. No, but we don't do that because we believe that we follow Jesus. Dapat siya yung sinusundan natin, walang superstar. Siya yung dapat nating sundan lang. And then a disciple is someone, sabi ni Jesus, fisher of men. Okay, yan yung magbi-fish ka sa taon. That's what we talked about in week 2. We talked about the lost. No, sabi natin, kailangan natin kausapin itong mga ito. Hindi lang yung kung ano yung gusto nating tao, hindi yung ano lang kapareho natin ng pinag-aralan. Hindi, lahat po ng klaseng tao, tinatawag ng Panginoon. At pagka yan, walang relasyon kay Jesus, dapat kausapin natin yung mga yan. And last week, we talked about the church, fellowshipping with one another. Okay, fellowship with other believers. So, yan yung pinag-usapan natin last week. Pinakita natin last week, bakit napaka-importante ng church? Bakit importante na merong kakasama? You are part of you belong to a smaller group of people. Kasi nung tinawag ni Jesus, yung mga disciples, hindi niya tinawag isa lang. Alright, tinawag niya marami. 12 nga sila eh. Pero yung first time sa Mark, dalawa-dalawa yung tinawag niya. Magkakapatid yung tinawag niya. Again, meron po yan, it's another topic, but really, when you think about it, when the Lord calls us to Himself, okay, He wasn't just calling you. He's calling you so that other people will be saved through you. Okay, para yung sabi nga ni nung aming speaker dun sa Discipleship 2015, noon na tayo maging eye-opener tayo. Tayo mismo, we will share the gospel to people para ma-open din yung eyes nila sa gospel. And today, we'll be talking about the journey. Okay, ano ba yung journey na yan? Makikita po niyan, meron po tayong mga bilog-bilog dyan, and later, okay, engage, establish, equip, and empower. Pero ano ba talaga yan? Ano ba yung gusto nating sabihin dyan? So again, let's review. Okay, medyo review lang po tayo for the last 3 weeks. Follow Jesus is week 1. Yung po yung pinag-usapan. Ito, a disciple eh. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus. Okay, tatlong F po yan. Marami po sa atin, okay, gusto natin yan. Gusto natin si Jesus lang. Kasi gusto mo, kayo lang ni Jesus para wala ka na iniisip na ibang tao. Di ba? Kasi pag may ibang tao, minsan ang hirap eh. Gusto mo na mag-worship kay Jesus, tapos biglang kakalapitin ka, no, merong may nakikitang iba, parang, hindi, gusto ko kami lang ni Jesus. Kaya minsan tuloy, marendong mga tao sa atin, they don't want to be a part of a smaller group kasi gusto nila sila lang ni Jesus. Okay na ako kasi sabi naman ni Jesus, follow Him eh. Saka pastor, ikaw rin nagsabi, sabi mo, only follow Jesus, so I'm not following anyone else. Okay? Pero hindi lang yun eh. Hindi lang dapat follow Jesus. And then you have to fish for people. Okay, kailangan kausapin natin yung mga lost. And sometimes, ito yung mahirap. Because we don't like talking to people, especially to strangers. Meron pong mga tao na magaling makipag-usap sa strangers. Pero meron din pong mga taong mahihiyain kagaya ko. No? Ayaw niyo maniwala. May, joke po yan, joke yan. Hindi po ako mahihiyain. We fish for people. And lastly, fellowship with other believers. Yan ang ginagawa ng isang disciple. And hindi ka mo pwedeng piliin yung isa lang dyan, tapos yung dalawa iiwan mo. Hindi. That's a whole picture of a disciple. Dapat tatlo yan. You know, when you fish for people, when you're going with other believers, okay, kasama mo sila, may fellowship. Hindi pwedeng kayo lang ni Jesus. Kailangan may kasama ka. Kailangan may kasama ka palagi. And you know, mayroong things that you like doing alone, okay lang yon. Pero pagdating sa discipleship, hindi ka pwedeng mag-isa. Ako po, like, I've been running since October last year. Okay, hindi po ako magaling na runner. Hindi po ako gaya ni Attorney Soresca saka ni Lindon. Okay, mga talagang runner po yung mga yan. Seryoso po yung mga yan sa pagtatakbo nila. Ako kasi, bagido lang ako sa running. Okay, I run 3 times a week. And I try to run 5 kilometers pagka tumatakbo ako. And I like running alone. Pag running, gusto ko alone lang. Lalo na pag-exercise lang. Kasi pagka meron akong kasama, napipilitan akong tumakbo ng mabilis. Napapakot ako kaagad. Okay, nawawala yung pacing ko. Gusto ko ako lang. Okay, pagdating sa running, okay lang yun. Pero pagdating sa marathon, hindi ka pwede mag-marathon mag-isa. May kasama ka. Okay, may kasama ka. At tapos, lalo na pagkaing, meron kang gagawin na kagaya ng ginawa ng aming senior pastor na si Pastor Ferdy Kabiling. Okay? Nabalitaan niyo ba yung ginagawa ni Pastor Ferdy, isa sa mga leaders na, ito yung pinaka-leader po ng mga 15 different locations ng Victory. Pastor Ferdy Kabiling is our running pastor. Okay? Talagang malupit yung mama na yun. Nag-u-ultra-marathon. Ngayon, pag nag-u-ultra-marathon siya, hindi siya nag-iisa. Palagi siyang may body na kasama. Minsan, pag natutulog na siya, tumatakbo siya, may kasama siyang kasamang gano'n, no? May kasama siya palagi. Because he can't do it alone. And in the same manner, okay, discipleship, he can't do it alone. And we said that you have to grow together with someone else. Hindi pwedeng ikaw lang sa kasi Jesus. Kasi mahirap pagka naging weirdo ka na, tapos wala kang kasama, talagang magiging weird ka. Pero pagka may kasama ka, tapos medyo nagiging weird na yung ginagawa mo, kakalabitin ka ng kaibigan. Bro, I don't think that's what the Bible is saying. Di ba? Madali, mas madali may kakausap sa'yo pagka wala kang kasama, wala. Ang mga kausap mo palagi, yung tao sa harap ng salamin. Kayo nilang dalawa palagi. Anong palagay mo, bro? Hindi ko alam eh. Ibang mangyayari. So that is why it's important to understand, yun yung disciple. Now, pero yung all these 3 things, okay, this is a disciple, pero kailangan natin maintindihan paano ba mag-disciple. How do we get to this point? How do we become a disciple and how do we, lead people to disciple? And how do we, how do we teach people to become a disciple? And that's what we are going to talk about today, yung journey nga. Ano ba itong journey na to? Okay, so let's all stand as we read God's Word today. We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. Verses 18-20. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Verse 20, "teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are here in our midst. Because, Lord, you said in your word, if 2 or 3 are gathered in your name, you will be right there in the middle of them, Lord. And we pray, God, and we ask your Holy Spirit just to transform our minds, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see what you want us to see through this text that we just read today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Again, simple lang. No, hindi komplikado ang gusto natin pag-usapan today. Simple. In going to different places, meron pong mga different route. Tama po ba? If you want to go to Baguio City, meron mga different route. Tama? Pwede kang dumaan ng SCTX. Pwede kang hindi dumaan ng SCTX. Pwede kang dumaan ng other ways. No? Maraming paraan kung papunta sa ibang lugar. Okay, if you want to go to Baguio, marami kang pwedeng pagpilian. But in Victory, we have a way of going through discipleship. And if you believe that this is a church where God is leading you, then you have to accept this way of doing things. Kasi family tayo. Ito yung kultura kasi natin. No, now, are we saying that this is the only way to make disciples? No, we're not saying that. We're saying that this is the way we do things here. And that is why we want to share this with you. We want to share with you para lalo natin maunawaan ano ba yung ginagawa natin. Okay? Kasi ang paniwala natin, Christianity is a lifelong journey of discipleship. It's a journey. Hindi siya one-time thing. Hindi nangyayari tapos na kaagad. No, it's a journey. Mahabang biyahe yan. Mahabang lakbayan, marami kang pagdadaanan, marami kang makakasama in this journey. And that is why we want you to understand paano ba tayong mag-move from one place to another. How do we really understand this? Okay, paano ba yung ginagawa natin? Let me just bring you back 5 years ago kung paano po nagsimula yung Victory Metro East. No? Sino po dito nandito kayo nung beginning pa ng Victory Metro East? Can you please raise your hands? Raise it high. Sige po. Taas niyo pong ng mataas. I want to see everyone. Okay? Ayan. Konti na lang po. Okay? Konti na lang kayong nandito. Marami po sa inyo wala dito nung beginning. Let me show you where we started in Victory Metro East. Ayan po. Nasa cinema. That was the first service, March 9, if I'm not mistaken. No, March 8. Sorry, March 8, 2009. 2009. Yan po yung pinagulan natin. Okay, ganyan po. Tapos si Jamie noon, maliit pa si Jamie noon ngayon. Nagtatrabaho na. Saka si Tisha noon, ganyan lang din. Neni pa si Tisha noon, pero ngayon, working na, no? So, dyan po tayo nagsimula 5 years ago. Wala po yung center na to. Alright? Kaya po nagsiservice tayo. Ganyan talaga nagservice. That's the first day of service. Dalawang service lang po tayo noon. Pero dahil po sa dami ng taong umaten, okay? Nag-pray po tayo. The following week na noon, naging apat na po yung service. That's how the Lord was growing us. And then we prayed, okay, 2009 and then 2010, eto na po yung nangyari. Ayan, babata pa namin dyan. Uy! Wait, sorry ah. Ulit. Ayan, para, ayan, isa pa. Ayun. Oh, di ba? Ang mabata pa natin yan. No, that was... no? Mga estudyante pa po kami yan. Okay? Si Joshua, ang bata pa dyan eh. Ang dami pang buhok eh. Alright? So, that what happened. When was this? September 2010. Right? 2010. September 2010. Yung nag-open po tayo dito. And kasi nga gusto natin... Because the Lord is growing us. The Lord is growing us. Pero simply lang. Pero ano ba yung ginawa natin to do this? How did we grow this way? Okay, pagka tinignan po rin ninyo yung Victory as a whole. Okay, it took us 18 years to get to 7,000. 7,000 people. Pero after 18 years, from 19 to the 29th year, the Lord brought us an exponential growth in our movement. Umabot tayo ng 70,000. 70,000 right now. We have 70,000 people meeting every weekend. Why? How did the Lord bring this about? He brought it about because of the simple na sinasabi natin, pinag-uusapan natin. Ito, yung the Lord, the lost, the church, and the journey. Because of this process, we keep doing the same thing. Okay? We've been doing the same thing for the last 31 years. And I, you know, and the reason why I'm saying this is because nakikita rin namin na ito yung ginawa ni Jesus. The first time ginawa ni Jesus, Jesus called the disciples in Mark 1. Sabi niya, I will make you fishers of men. Yun ang ginawa, sabi ni Jesus. This is a disciple, someone who follows Jesus, someone who fish for people, and someone who, you know, rub elbows with other believers. And while you're doing this, ito yung gagawin nyo. And this, ito yung binasa natin sa Matthew 28. Okay, sabi niya, go. Sabi ni Jesus, go. Therefore, and make disciples. Jesus did not just say, go and preach the gospel. No, God, Jesus said, go and make disciples. Don't just make converts. Make disciples. Ano yung disciple again? What is the disciple in 3 F's natin? The disciple is someone who? And? Okay. Paulit-ulitin na yan. Because that's a disciple. In our mindset, that when we say disciple, that's what we're talking about. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, someone who fish for people. So, hindi pwedeng yung salvation mo sa ilang. Okay, hindi pwedeng sabihin mo lang, sabihin mo, hindi, I'm an undercover Christian. Hindi pwede. Okay, hindi ka pwede si James Bond. Okay, kailangan, you will be able to, hindi ka pwede rin si Oliver ng Arrow. No? Kailangan talagang pakilala mo kung sino ka. Hindi ka pwedeng si Barry ng Flash. Marami mga hidden idea. You know, marami mga hidden, ano yung mga, ang tawag mo? Oh, ayun, thank you ha. Buti na nandiyan si Kath. No? Alter ego. Di ba? Meron sino mga tinatako. Na, hindi, pagka Christian ka, kailangan pakita mo. And you ought to go and make disciples of not just some nations, but all nations. And sinabi ni Jesus, ito yung huling tagubilin niya. Tama ba yun? Tagubilin? Ito yung huling niyang tagubilin sa kanyang mga disciples. The moment he was about to go up back to heaven, okay, ito yung huling sinabi ni Jesus sa mga disciples niya, go and make disciples. Now, this is a command not just for the disciples, but for everyone. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, para sa ito. Okay? Walang pinibili ito. Walang binibili. Tapos sabi diyan, all nations, hindi lang po ibig sabihin yung ibang bansa pupuntahan mo. No. Actually, yung Greek word ng nation diyan, ethnos. Or people group. Okay, ibig lang sabihin, you go preach the gospel to your sphere of influence. Kung estudyante ka, preachan mo yung classmates mo. Kung nag-office ka, preachan mo yung office mate. Engage mo yung office mate mo. Okay, again, I'm using that some of the terminologies now. Pero gagamitin natin later. So, yan ang paniniwala natin because Jesus is calling us to go and preach the gospel to all nations. Now, for the longest time, meron pong naging medyo maling practice po yung mga yung ating simbahan, yung mga mananampalataya nung medyo bata pa ako mananampalataya. Nangyari kasi nung bago pala ako mananampalataya, okay, 1983 ako na-save eh. 1983, December 8, Thursday night at Cayetano Arellano High School in Santa Cruz, Maynila. Okay, malapit po sa Arangke. Alam niyo ba yun? Yung Arangke, yung bilihan ng mga... Oo. Yung mga pets na hindi dapat binibili. Okay. So, doon ako na-save. And then, doon panahon na yun, ang minsan natuturo sa amin, hindi lang go and preach the gospel. Ang nangyayari, may ibang nasasabi sa amin na kailangan, you are the called out ones. Kailangan humiwalay ka. Di ba nangyayari tuloy, ang mga kaibigan mo, puro Christians na. Puro kayo na lang magkakasama. Di ba? Oh, Christians. Lahat ng Christians magkakasama, palagi nag-fellowship. Pero yung mga magulang nakakalimutan. Di ba yung mga estudyante tuloy, ang galing-galing sa church, ang galing-galing sa school, pero pagdating sa bahay, tamad. Tapos nung binibirish yan lang, gaspa yung magulang nila, bakit ako mahiniwala sa'yo? Hindi ka nga naguhugas ng pinggan. Di ba? Because we were told, no, you're called out once, you have to separate from them. Is that what Jesus said? No, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus actually said, you go. No, you don't separate. And for the longest time, I was also believing that. Kaya ang tagal ko na share ng gospel yung magulang ko. And then finally, it clicked on me, it dawned on me, someone taught me, teka muna, hindi yan, hindi lang para sa yan. Jesus has called you to go out and preach the gospel to all nations. Kasama yung nanay at tatay mo ron. Kasama yung mga kapatid mo ron. Hindi lang yung mga classmates mo sa school. I was sharing yesterday afternoon sa aming Making Disciples class. Okay, sinasabi ko sa kanila, alam mo, ang ginawa ni Lord sa buhay ko, nasave ako noong December 8. December 9, I was preaching the gospel to my class. Kasi mahihain nga ako. Okay? Di ba? That's the thing. Tinatawag tayo ni Lord. This is what we call engage. Okay? Ito yung tinatawag natin engage. You engage the culture and community. And yung one of our engagement dito sa victory, paano natin, one of the avenue where we engage people is our victory group. Again, if you're not part of a victory group yet, you will hear this over and over from us. And we will not be, we will not apologize for asking you and telling you and not commanding you because hindi naman kami si Lord. But we will strongly encourage you to be a part of a victory group because that's part of engaging. Mahirap nga pagka nag-iisa ka lang. Mahirap. Pero pag may kasama kang ganyan na group, imagine mga senior yan, no? Senior po yan. Hindi nyo lang po mahalata kasi yung iba pa talagang ganyan lang yung buhok. Alright? Pareho lang ng buhok ko, no? And I was, again, teaching doon sa amin Making Disciples class yesterday afternoon, ang pinakabatang estudyante, 13. Isa sa pinakamatandang estudyante, 76. 76 years old. 13 years old. Can you imagine? Pero lahat sila, they are learning the same thing, the same principle. Why? Because it's simple. Because we believe discipleship is not complicated, it's simple. It starts with engage. It starts with engaging your culture. Okay, yan po yung mga young people. Si Lazarus, ang haba pa ng buhok dyan. Alright. Ito yung kanina si Dean, yung nag-transition kanina. One of our campus missionaries. So again, this is the journey. The journey is you engage, you establish, you equip, and you empower. Yan po yung journey natin. This is the same old bowling strokes that we've been doing for the last 31 years. Ano yung una? Ayun, engage. Okay? Yung nasa gilid. Baligtad po tayo magkasaliwa. Lahat po, kaliwa ah. Umpisa na sa gilid. So engage, that's where we start. Okay? We engage people. We engage our community. We talk to people because Jesus called us not to stay. Jesus did not call us to separate. Jesus called us to and do what? And do what? Pwede po sumagot po kayo kasi bingi po ako. Mahina pandinig ko. Okay? So Jesus called us to go and do what? Go make? Make? And the disciple is someone who's what? In three F's? Alright. So yun tayo eh. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. In the last 31 years, that's what we've been doing. We've been teaching people to engage the lost, to engage their neighbors, to engage. Okay? Kausapin mo yung kapitbahay mo, kausapin mo yung kaaway mo. Ah, kaaway, mahirap yata. Pero kausapin mo. Kausapin mo because Jesus called us to go. Walang pinipiling lugar, walang pinipiling tao, walang pinipiling struktura ng, o yung you know, kinatatayo niya sa buhay. Wala. Lahat po tayo, tinawag ni Jesus to go and preach the gospel. Okay po ba tayo dyan? That's what Jesus called us to do. Now, what did, ano ba yun? Okay, next is established. No, tingnan natin, ano sabi ni Jesus dito? Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them. Amazing when Paul was, you know, when Paul, Apostle Paul got saved, okay? Nung nasilaw siya rin sa liwanag ng ilaw sa Damascus. Nung nagpakita sa kanya ang Panginoong Hesukristo, nakakilala siya sa Panginoon, and few weeks later, binaptize siya, dinisciple siya ni Ananias, and then the following day after he got saved, he started preaching the gospel. Why? Because someone took time to establish him in the faith. Ananias came and, you know, with the command of God and told him, Ananias, I want you to go to this guy and this, you know, tell him what he's going to do. And in victory, we believe in establishing people in the faith, in the word, and in the church. Ginagawa po natin yan. We make sure that we establish people and maintindihan po ng mga tao natin. Ano ba yung ginawa ni Jesus? Hindi ka lang na-save. You're not just here to enjoy the blessings of God. No, God wants you to be strong and be established. Hindi yung pinag-uusapan ngayon, yesterday, yung pinag-uusapan naman, hindi yung, ang pagka, yung, hindi ika-ampaw. Alam niyo yung ampaw? Yung laki-laking ganon, hindi po yung kulay po lang ampaw, ba? Iba po yun. Alright. Yung ampaw na pagkain, ano yun? Walang laman, di ba? Hangin lang. And, you know, we believe that God does not want us to be ampaw. God wants us to be Nutriban. No, hindi nyo na alam. Yung mga iba dito, hindi alam yun eh, no? Jamie, hindi mo alam yun. Oh. Si Arlene, alam yun. Tanungin nyo lang si Attorney Arlene Suresca mamaya kung ano yung Nutriban. Okay? Because, you know, establishing. Merong foundation. Kailangan malalim yung pundasyon mo para kahit anong mangyari, hindi ka tutumba. Hindi ka babagsak. Hindi ka basta-basta masisway to other teachings kapag may bagong naririnig ka. Hindi, kasi may foundation ka. Kasi kilala mo yung, alam mo yung faith mo, alam mo yung word ni God, and that's what we want. Okay? Hindi kaya po gusto namin kayo maging part kayo ng victory group. Okay? Because that's part of engaging. And then in that time, okay, na-engage ka, winantuan ka, you know what's next for you? When you go through one-to-one, okay, yung po yung tool na ginagamit natin sa engage eh. Sa establish naman, ang gagamitin natin yan is victory weekend. We have victory weekend in establishing people and under, you know, a two-day retreat. In-announce mo kanina ni Dean, no? It's a two-day retreat where we talked about what Jesus has done for us and how we can appropriate what the victory that Christ has done in our lives. And then lalo natin makilala kung sino tayo kay God. That's establishing. Kailangan ma-establish tayo. Establishing in the faith. Victory weekend. Yan po yung mga class natin sa Victory Weekend. That happen, that will happen March, when is that again? March 29 and 28 and 29. Okay, if you're done with Victory Weekend, that's the next step for you. Make sure you enroll in this class. And sabi niyan, baptizing them in the name of the Father. You know, part of that is baptism, the public declaration of who you are in the Lord. It's a public declaration of your faith. Yun naman yung baptism eh. Di ba? And that's actually, you know, parang sinasama mo, what you're saying is when you get baptized, you know, pagka nilubog ka sa tubig, what we're saying is that now, you know, you died to sin, and then when you go up, it symbolizes that there's a new life that Christ has given you. So from engage, na-establish ka. And you know, and that's what we do. You make sure that when we know when we engage people, when I do one-to-one with someone, I don't stop at one-to-one. I want to make sure that that person will be able to get their faith established by going through our Victory Weekend. Ito po yung ginagawa natin. Same old bowling stroke. Making disciples. Not only that, okay, what did Jesus say? Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. So teaching. Teaching, when it comes to teaching, yeah, tinuturo mo kanina mga tinuro ni Jesus. Not only that, but observe. When you say observe all, what you're saying is you actually obey the commandments. Yun ibig sabihin ng observe. Eh. Hindi yan observe, titingnan mo lang. Ah, yun pala yun. Okay. No. You observe. When you say observe all the things that I've commanded you, what Jesus is saying is that you obey every command. And the last command that Jesus gave us was to go and make disciples. And this is what we, you know, we can put this in our equip. In our equipping part. That's what we do. We engage people. Get them go through one-to-one. Get them be a part of a Victory group. Let them attend the service. Let them understand the gospel. And then equip them. And then establish them, sorry. Establish them in the faith. Because that's what Jesus wants. Jesus talked about, you know, that your foundation has to be deep and has to be founded at the right foundation. And that's the Word of God. And then we equip people. In that conference we did, we taught people how to share the gospel. Again, December 8, 1983, I got saved. Nobody taught me how to share the gospel. But the following day, I stood up in front of my class of 45. Sinabihan ko yung teacher ko, environmental science teacher ko, ma'am, December naman, huwag ka muna magturo. Okay. Eh kasi taga-Tondo po ako eh. Nabraso ko yung teacher ko. Okay. And then sinabihan naman ako ng teacher ko, sige, huwag hindi ako magturo, pero ano bang mag-share ka. So sinare ko po yung testimony ko that day. December 9, Friday morning, I was sharing the gospel to my class. Sinabi ko lang sa kanila, you know, last night, this Jesus guy came into my life. And he changed me. And nagugulat yung mga classmates ko kasi wala namang magandang dumalabas sa bibig ko nung araw eh. Puro mura yung dumalabas sa bibig ko. Kaya nagmangha sila. Nung sinabi ko si Jesus, ay naku, talagang totoo yata ito. So lahat po sila nag-accept kay Jesus. Di ba? Kasi totoo eh, may nangyayari. And that's what happened. When you know, what we do is we equip people. That's our job as pastors. Our job is not to do all the work of ministry. Ephesians chapter 4 teaches us that. Okay, we talked about that last week. Sabi natin, the job of the pastors is to equip the saints for the works of ministry. It is you, kasi naniniwala tayo na every member is a minister. Kaya tinuruan namin sila, tinuruan namin yung nasa Making Disciples class, tinuruan sila nung two-verse evangelism. Binigyan ka ng tool. Binigyan ka na ng one-to-one so you can share the gospel using the one-to-one or you can share the gospel using two-verse evangelism. Dalawang verse lang. Ang may memorize mo. Romans 3.23 and Romans 6.23. Simpleng-simple. And then you will be able to share the gospel. Or you can also, you know, we also taught them the two-minute miracle. Kung Bisaya ka pa, two-minute miracle. Diba? Bisaya po kasi kami, okay lang po yun. Ha? So, di ba, two-minute miracle. And then, service, okay lang. Di ba, two-minute miracle. Di ba, ibig sabihin lang nun, share mo yung testimony mo. Yung before Christ, meeting Christ, and in Christ. So ano yung ginawa ni Jesus? Simpleng-simple para baka makashare ka ng gospel. Minsan kasi ang hirap kwentuhan ng mga tao eh. Kasi hindi mo alam yung Bible, di ba? Minsan hindi mo masyadong alam yung Bible. Sabi mo, paano ko ba i-share yung gospel? I-share mo lang yung buhay mo. And then we gave them a definition more of what a gospel is. Sinira namin ano yung gospel. And then again, binigay, yun lang, in-equip. Because it is so important that we equip people and we do that, again, in our classes, okay? Foundation for Victory. Meron tayong class ng Foundation for Victory. After ng Victory Weekend mo, the next step for you is to take the Foundation for Victory. We go through a purple book, okay? Maraming chapters po, and that's a six-week training. Every Sunday, six-week training na Sunday lang, okay? Sino po dito naka-enroll yung last po na Foundation for Victory? Katatapos lang. Ayun. Ayun. Kaunti lang. Okay? There were about 104 who graduated from our class. Nag-start po ng 154. 104 yung nag-grad... 134 yata. 104 graduated and finished the class. Because we want to make sure that we equip our people. We want to make sure that we equip people in making disciples. How to do Victory Group. How to share the gospel. Because we believe that every member... a minister. That is why we equip people. Because we, hindi po kami si Superman. Okay? Hindi rin po kami kasing bilis ni Flash. Na pag may kailangan ka, isang tawag mo lang, nandun na kami. Hindi eh. Mangyayari yung pagka tumawag ka sa Victory Group mo, when you're in a Victory Group, when you need some prayers, you can just text them and they will pray for you. When you need something, they can be there for you. Because we believe that every member and minister, hindi pagka may mga tanong yung tatay mo, may tanong tatay mo about resurrection, tatawagan mo ba sa Pastor Winston? Doc Wins, ano bang tanong, ano bang sagot dito? Hindi, you're a minister, you can answer that. Pastor, you know, may tatawag sa'yo, may kailangan, meron kang ina-counsel, may kinakausap ka, may problema, tatawag ka pa. No, you don't need to call. Because you're a minister. That's why we equip you. And lastly, sabi niya, and behold, I am with you always. I am with you always to the ends of the earth. And that's what we call empower. Kasi we are acting on something that God has given us power to do. Binigyan niya tayo ng delegated authority. We can't do it alone. We can't do discipleship on our own. But when we know that God has given us and that His presence is going with us, then we will be able to do this. Okay? Kaya kanina... Okay? Engage, establish, equip, and empower. That is why we empower people. That is why we have a lot of young people in this church. Because we believe in young people. That is why we always talk about kids' church. Because we believe that that is where God is leading us. Because we believe that as we equip these young people, okay, someday they will be the leader of this church. Hindi naman kami dito forever. And here's another thing. Jesus said, in Matthew 28, verse 18, binasa natin kanina. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That is the reason. And then he went on to say, go, therefore, and preach the gospel. Because we have a delegated authority. Jesus has given us a command, and he has the authority to command us to preach the gospel. Parang yung mga MMDA. Di ba? Yung MMDA, wala naman talaga silang power on their own. Kaya lang sila nakaka-power pagka naka-uniform sila ng MMDA. Kasi they were delegated, they were given authority to uphold the traffic laws. Pero pag wala, hindi pwede. In the same manner, yung mga security guard, wala yung power pagka hindi sila binigyan ng delegated authority kung wala silang uniform. Hindi pwede. You're a disciple. Jesus called you and has commanded you and has given you authority to preach the gospel. So as we end, let's just remember, okay? This is what we've been doing for the last 30 years. We follow Jesus, we fish for people, and we fellowship with other believers. And it's all happening in that four E's. We engage, we establish, we equip, we empower. Same old boring stroke. Walang bago. Wala pong bago. Pare-pareho lang yung ginagawa natin. And again, you know, another thing that I want to talk to you about, as part of empowering, you know, the delay, it's actually one chapter ahead. You just have to be one chapter ahead. Ganun ka empowering in church, okay? Kaya pagka nag-1-to-1 ka, Gusto mo mag-one-to-one ng other people? Eh, pastor, hindi pa ako tapos eh. Anong chapter ka na ba? Chapter 3 na po. Okay, then you can share chapter 1. As long as you're one chapter ahead. That is why the Lord is growing this church. Because hindi po namin binibigilan yung tao. Going back to where we started. Cinema 2009. Kakaunti tayo. And then nawalan tayo ng lugar kasi lumaki ng lumaki yung church. Then nagkaroon tayo itong center. Alright? Pag nagkaroon tayo ng center, look at what happened. Nakapila na yung mga tao. I don't know if you experienced it nung meron tayong Manila Film Fest. No? Sinabihan tayo na 1 week lang tayo, walang cinema. Yung pala 2 weeks. Humaba yung pila. And then, actually, when you think about it, ito pong lugar natin is already maxed out. Wala na tayong lugar dito. Wala na lugar dito sa Metro East. That is why, tayo na sa Antipolo. Let me say that again. Wala na pong lugar dito sa Metro East. Kaya tayo na sa Antipolo. Because that's our vision. Our vision is not just to stay here. Our vision is to plant a church in Antipolo. Sino po dito katang Antipolo? Upper Antipolo. Okay? Susunod, hindi na tayo dito. Nandun na tayo sa Upper Antipolo. Doon na tayo mag-service. Amen? Because that's the vision. Can you, again, let me just share with you, no? Ito kasi yung ginagawa natin, eh. You've heard of the story. Yung one, you know, yung one-arm judo master. Di ba yung story niya? Talagang lumaban siya. Talagang nanalo siya. Isang move lang alam niya. Yun lang ang tinuro sa kanya ng master niya. O, isang move lang. Nag-compete siya. Nanalo siya. Okay, hanggang sa championship, kalaban niya medyo malaki sa kanya. Tapos medyo na-argabyado siya nung umpisa. Pero nung finally, he made his move. And then he was able to win. Tapos yung mga tao nagtataka, paano nanali yung wala, isang kamay lang niya, naging champion? Anong sikreto niya? Anong tinanong yung master? Anong sabi ng master? Sabi niya, you won for 2 reasons. Number one, you have mastered the most difficult move in judo. That's why you won. Second, the only defense for that move is when your opponent grab your left arm, which he doesn't have. You know, the Lord has brought growth in our movement. 2003 to 2013, the Lord brought us to 70,000 people. And we believe that God will even multiply our growth if we keep doing the same old, boring stroke. We engage, we equip, we establish, we equip, and we empower. This is what Pastor Steve said. One move we have committed ourselves to mastering is this. A simple, biblical, transferable discipleship process. That's why it's simple. It's simple. Discipleship is not difficult. But we just have to master the simple move. 4 E's. You engage, we establish, we equip, we empower. Question is, for us as a church, our next step is to plant a church somewhere in Antipolo. What's the next step for you? Where are you in this journey? Question, are you part of a Victor group yet? If you're not part of a Victor group, your next step is to be a part of a Victor group. If you're not done with one-to-one yet, the next step for you is to find someone to do one-to-one with you. If you're done with one-to-one, what's the next step for you? The next step for you is to do Victory Weekend. And if you're done with Victory Weekend, the next step for you is Foundation for Victory. When you're done with Foundation for Victory, the next step for you is making disciples. And if you're done with making disciples, the next step for you is empowering leaders. And if you're done with that, then there are more things to do. Because every single individual in this room, as an application for our series, we have to take the next step. And if the next step for you, if you're not part of a Victor group yet, I am strongly encouraging you right now to be a part of a Victor group. And if you have not done one-to-one yet, I strongly encourage you to go through one-to-one. Take the next step. Jesus called us to go and make disciples. We have a lot of work to do. And this is work that we cannot do alone. That is why we are equipping you, establishing you, and empowering you to go and preach the gospel. I would like us, before I call Dean, before I pray, I would like us just right now to take some time, okay, to talk to the person next to you, because I want you to take the next step. How many of you here, if you're done with one-to-one, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Done with one-to-one. Baligtarin natin. Baba kamay. How many of you here, you have not done one-to-one yet? Not done with one-to-one. Okay. Again, pwede bang yung mga nag one-to-one, can you guys raise your hand again? Put your hands down now. Hindi ka ba nag one-to-one? Nag one-to-one ka na, taas kamay. And then look around. Look around, okay? Look around. Don't look here. Don't look to the front. Now, those people are not done with one-to-one yet. Would you please raise your hand? Raise your hand if you're not done with one-to-one yet. Okay, these are the people, okay, that you can approach and that can approach you. Now, how many of you here, you're not part of a victory group yet? Not part of a victory group. Raise your hands. Because you have to take the next step. Okay. Ayun. Raise it high. Huwag po kayo mahiya. Hindi ko kayo pinapahiya. Because we want you to be a part. Okay? Ayun po. Ayun po yung nasa likod. Victory group leaders. Nasaan yung mga victory group leaders? Can you please stand up? Victory group leader, stand up. Ayan. Look at the people who are raising their hand, not part of a victory group. Pakitaas mo ulit yung kamay. Please approach these people. They have to take the next step. Okay? Thank you. Sit down. Okay? Now, if you're done with one, you're not done with victory, you know, done with victory weekend yet, that is your next step. But before you can get to the victory weekend, you have to do one-to-one. That is why we encourage you to take the next step. Because Jesus called us to make disciples. Because we believe, okay, that the vision of this church is not just to build church here. But we want to see Victory Church in Antipolo, in Marikina. Can you imagine? Just imagine this with me for a minute. If God grew us by 1,000% in 10 years, 2003 to 2013, can you imagine if God will do the same growth for us in the next 10 years? From 70,000 to 700,000 victory group, a victory attendee. But can you imagine 20 years later, if that growth will continue, we can be, you know, we'll be able to reach 7 million people. Can you imagine? Just imagine that with me for a while. Attending a victory church where your ushers are the senators. Where the people leading worship are your congressmen. And then your greeters will be your mayor and your governor. Hello? That is what we want to see. And we believe we can do it if you will just master 4 E's. Engage, establish, equip, empower. Because that's what Jesus called us to do. Jesus did not call us to convert people. Jesus called us to make disciples. Let's all stand.